Hello and welcome to our podcast on Youth and Rebellion, and specifically today, the Black Lives Matter movements and events, where me and George will be interviewing Sophia and Charlie on this controversial topic.
Yeah, that's right, Charlie. So let's get started. Firstly, Sophia, what does the BLM movement mean to you personally?
I think that the Black Lives Matter movement should have happened earlier, and it was like really hard for people to gain equal rights and justice, like because the police were treating them so badly.
Charlie, what are your views on the matter?
Yeah, no, I agree with Sophia. I feel like the Black Lives Matter movement should have been sooner though, as a lot of conflicts has happened recently.
And in specific, how were they treated badly? Can you name some events?
Well, someone called Eric Garner, who was an African-American man, he was killed in New York. He was unconscious for 7 minutes and was pronounced dead in hospital. And this was because he was arrested or on suspicion of selling single cigarettes from packets without tax stamps. And this is like so out of context. And I feel like that just is not on. Yeah.
Yeah, there was definitely a feeling of like suppression from government bodies as well, like the police. Sophia, could you describe any further examples of their suppression?
Like George Floyd was murdered by a police officer and they didn't like get trialled for another 10 years. And like he constantly said, get off my chest, and they were still on him and they like wouldn't move.
And overall, what were the consequences or reactions from the public from these instances?
Well, everybody was like outraged. Like there were protests everywhere about it, especially the George Floyd movement because it was recently. And there was a lot of protests and riots, which I think is very good to make people aware of it. But I feel like some of the riots might have been quite physical.
Yeah, there's definitely some conflict with the police. What changes do you think were made as a result of these protests? Do you think there were positive changes?
I mean, it took a very long time, but yeah, I think there are positive changes, but not enough. Even like now, there still isn't enough for black people. Like it's still a massive divide, not as much as before.
And now these are just from the public. So from big figureheads or famous people, what have we heard from them in this matter? Maybe songs, things like that, that we have heard about their feelings for this matter.
Yeah, good question. Well, I mean, like, it started off as like NWA, who did their like, they were talking about like the police in a violent manner. And so like the song, which I'm not going to say, but I think everybody knows, it's quite famous if you've watched the movie. They got in trouble for singing it because it was against the Detroit police force, which then caused riots around Detroit because of it.
Yeah, I definitely think there's been positive movements and change in our society, and we're moving in the right direction, and the whole public has like come together to make change. What do you think the next steps are for BLM and anti-racism work more broadly?
I feel like songs have like changed more than like protests and riots, because protests and riots just give the police like an opportunity to treat black people badly. But like songs, like it's more wide range and like globally as well.
Yeah, you can definitely reach like all the audience in our society. But so yeah, I think we're moving in the right direction and hopefully we can keep doing that.
Welcome to our podcast. We're going to be reflecting on what we've learned this year in Fragments, especially on the topic of youth and rebellion. So Poppy, why was the song Formation by Beyoncé so shocking?
Beyoncé released Formation in 2016 and it was a surprise single before her album Lemonade. It was found shocking because she took a bold political stand and openly celebrated black culture whilst confronting racism and police brutality. The video that she put out to go with the song included powerful imagery like a young black boy dancing in front of armed police and referenced the Black Lives Matter movement.
What do you think was the message implied by Beyoncé?
I think the message was to celebrate black identity and pride whilst calling out racial injustice. She encouraged unity and strength amongst the community with the line, get in formation, meaning to stand strong and united.
So Eva, why do you think Formation was considered a turning point in Beyoncé's artistic and political expression?
Formation marked a turning point in Beyoncé's career. It was the first time she took such a strong and clear political stance through her music. It showed her growth from a global pop star to an artist willing to tackle serious societal issues. By addressing racism, police brutality, and black identity in her work, she moved beyond entertainment into activism. Her performance at the Super Bowl further emphasized her commitment to these issues and showed the world that she was not afraid to use her fame to spark change.
So what elements of her music video led to accusations of it being anti-police?
Several elements in the Formation video sparked accusations of it being anti-police. One major movement was the scene where a young black boy dances in front of a line of armed police officers, followed by a shot of graffiti that reads, "Stop shooting us." These visuals were powerful references to police violence and the Black Lives Matter movement. Because of these scenes, some critics and police unions interpreted the video as anti-law enforcement, even though the message was about calling out injustice rather than attacking police as a whole.
I think it's quite a good song. And I think she,
had a good message.
Yeah.
Because she was like one of the first people to speak up about it. So it helped her influence lots of other singers and actors.
And because she's quite famous, I think that sparked a lot of people to respond to her video and to like take charge in their own opinions.
I think it was a big risk, but also like with all the Black Lives Matter movement going on at the same time, she kind of knew she was going to be backed up, so it was like done at the right time.
Did George Floyd's death lead to real lasting change in how police are held accountable?
No, because it took so long for them to like react to it. Like it took 10 years for them to actually be on trial. But like it has changed, like obviously everyone knows like globally about it, so everyone's aware about it more.
Why did some people think Formation encouraged violence and outrage?
Some people thought that it encouraged violence and outrage because it talked about topics that weren't usually shown by actors and singers, so it was different to what the public could usually experience.
Why were the Ferguson protests? Why did they happen?
Oh,
that's what I'm trying to get at.
I mean, great question, Orty. So, well, I mean, the headline for it was police shooting of Michael Brown leading to protest. But I mean, the person who, where is it? Where's this bad boy? I mean, there was mass protests erupt in Ferguson, Missouri, after the 2014 police shooting of an unarmed black teenage called Michael Brown. Sparked nationwide debates on police violence, and Edward Colson Statue of Liberty toppled in Bristol. And I know that's a little like fact, but that was because he apparently was a slave owner, so they took his statue down.
Is it ever okay? I've got a question for all of you. Is it ever okay for a song to talk about violence, talk about violence against the police, specifically in this case?
Yes.
I think in some circumstances it should be allowed, because if it leads to like positive change. So like in cases of like Black Lives Matter and like police violence towards black people, it's like it's pretty justified because it can lead to less violence and a more fair society. And otherwise, like, songs are a massive place where that can like spread a message, and otherwise it might not be able to be spread.
Okay. How can it spread a message in ways that other means
because
can't?
It can get to like a global audience, like if big artists release a song targeting like relevant issues, then like loads of people will hear it, whereas like someone, maybe some small person who like isn't famous, if they try and like post something about it, it won't get as much like recognition.
For instance, Kendrick Lamar and Pharrell Williams talking about the Black Lives Matter movement. So, I mean, they're two major artists, like top 10 in the world. Everybody knows them. And I feel like that just spreads the awareness a lot more, and it opens the ears of a lot more people. Whereas, like, let's say, like, George Mutter released a song about Black Lives Matter movement, I don't think it'd get hit the same crowd or the same volume.
Well, I think if they're directly affected by it, it's a good way to show their emotion and a good way for them to spread awareness. So from like an expert opinion, I think it's a lot more meaningful someone who's directly affected rather than some people who feel acutely about it, making some protests and kind of causing violence. I think just saying how you feel and spreading awareness through that is a bit more powerful.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also a fine line though, because like I don't think songs should encourage violence against anyone, because it's a bit pointless if they're encouraging violence against people that are violent to them. So I think it's a fine line, and I think you can definitely spread awareness and like make it more fair, but you shouldn't encourage violence towards police.
Do you think that people who have a big platform have a responsibility to use it for messages, like Taylor Swift, other people who are famous?
Yeah, I think they've got like a moral responsibility to use it wisely. And they obviously they can express their opinion, like there's right of speech, but their moral compass should like help them encourage the right things when it comes to these kind of matters.
And I mean, someone like he was like banned off every platform for like tweeting things that like were quite outrageous, which I feel like he used his power wrongly for that. So I feel like that's like a bad instance of that.
Yeah. So where is that line then, do you think, between good, effective promotion, good promotion and bad?
Well, I feel like it changes to do with like, if you're like a politician, for instance, like when everybody was campaigning, I feel like that's when it's quite bad to influence major groups of people. Like let's say like someone tweeted, I'm voting for Trump, for instance, or don't vote for Trump, like that, let's say like that could be quite bad, or like, but then it also has very, very good things about it. So like, or promoting the Ukraine war, like how like celebrities are going on the internet with mass followings and basically showing what war is and how bad it can be. And I feel like that's quite good.
I think there's a difference between like spreading awareness and then kind of justifying your retaliation. And I think that's the line that some people cross, and kind of in the tone they use it, specifically with music, the tone they say it in and the language you use it, the word choice, they kind of show their retaliation. Like, we're able to do this because of the, how they treat us. I think it's more you need to spread awareness and say what's happening rather than just justifying yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for listening.